flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This team, man, one week after another, it's heart stopping, jaw dropping. Can't look away until the final play. And if you don't believe by now, you just haven't been paying attention.
Oh, man. Winning time moments. Winning time moment. I know people may be tired of hearing winning time moments, but that's real, and it shows up.
Because this is winning time. And winning time is our time.
Our time! Our time!
Bank off the post, no time left on the clock. 1% snowball's chance in hell.
The Zodiac Commander!
We'll take it all. Because in old DC, we find the way.
Do it again! We'll see you in Detroit!
Ah! To my veins! We should end the show on that. I mean, good God. First of all, Commander's social team has been on fire all year long. But my God, shout out to John Bernthal, voicing what I'm dubbing the promo of the year, hype video of the year. We may run it back coming out the next. If you're just now joining us, I know that's how this works in Radio Land. Some of you were just getting in your car. Some of you were just throwing back your first Southern Comfort of the night. It's okay.
Happy Friday, folks.
I'm here with you. When we come back from the next commercial break, we're running it back. Executive decision from the producer, Max, and the host, Linnell. It's that good. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go out to Melvin in Southeast. Going on, Melvin?
What's happening? Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Appreciate it.
All we have to do is control the line of scrimmage from a defense standpoint. Because I'm looking at it like this. Golf is okay. Don't get me wrong. It's players. Everybody's rolling with them. But if we apply pressure with that front four that we have, we can apply pressure at certain times, but we need to get a lot of hurry-ups on goal because it's been proven. Quarterbacks like that don't like pressure. They won't be able to beat us with five turnovers. And then guess what? I don't think their defensive line is going to land chasing my man J.D. 5 around the whole game. It's not going to last. Tampa Bay ran out of steam. They definitely going to run out of steam. And it's going to get Lattimore and our defensive back ample enough time if we get pressure on Goff like we should. So they're very beatable. But we need to get that pressure up front with the big cat. Simple as that. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Put the kids to bed because some stuff great go down tomorrow night.
Ow! Talking, Melvin.
You ain't ready for it? Get ready for it. Because we live, baby. We coming, baby.
Come on.
We in the building.
What do you say, Melvin?
We are in the building.
What do you say, Melvin? Put the tune to sleep.
Put the kids to bed because it's getting ready to go down.
Hot damn. Melvin, I appreciate you as always, my brother. Wow. I'm ready for it. I'm so ready for it. 1-800-636-1067. I'm sweating. I'm hot. Inject all of the hype into my veins the final hour of the show. I'm in full-blown fan mode. Because I understand what this is. I understand what this means. Could you imagine? And I know they pay us, and you all are probably thinking, well, you're getting paid. It's still stressful to sit here on YouTube, on the air, as we normally do on Commander Game Days. How stressful this year has been for me? I've had years probably taken off of my life.
Doug, I make minimum wage in this. when I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to be sweating all day.
Yeah.
I'll be so antsy. We live and breathe this. This ain't no bit.
This is our life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag this ain't a bit. You could join us tomorrow. We could do skits and bits live in person out at Honor Brewing, 42604 Trade West Drive, Sterling, Virginia. Myself, Denton Day. Get you warmed up for Commanders and Lions with the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. One thing that we always do during the pregame show, we give our keys to victory. Pretty appropriate time for your boy to give his keys to victory. And if you want to give your keys, you can chime in as well at 1-800-636-1067. My first key for Washington, they must possess the football for over 33 minutes. My first key for Washington is they must possess the football for over 33 minutes. The key to the Commanders winning last weekend against Tampa, they were plus 11 in time of possession. And a lot of that advantage came from that 17-play drive that ate up 9 minutes and 8 seconds of clock. They need to replicate that formula tomorrow if they're going to advance back to the NFC Championship game. Keys to victory for Washington tomorrow against the Detroit Lions. 1-800-636-1067. My second key, Washington must score. Whether it's a field goal or a touchdown, they must have points every time they possess the football. You cannot fart around with the Detroit Lions and have some of the lulls that Washington's had offensively throughout the year, really throughout this second half of the season. You go back to the Atlanta game, they stalled out at a point in time. Philadelphia, they stalled out to start the football game. Dallas, they stalled out to start the football game last week. They stalled out in this football game. Can't have that if you're going to advance to the NFC Championship game. And then my final key. First key, possess the football for more than 33 minutes. Second key for Washington, right, to me at least, is this group, by hook or by crook, has to score every time they get the football. Whether it's a field goal, whether it's a touchdown. It's a non-negotiable. They got to score every time. And then my final key is Washington must, and I guess I'll make this a two-parter, they must force at least one natural turnover, and they must get a fourth down stop against the Detroit Lions. 1-800-636-1067. What does Washington have to do in order to beat the Detroit Lions tomorrow night? Your keys to victory. Athens and Annapolis. What's up, Athens?
What you talking about, Willie? My friend.
I did not expect you to come on the phone and say that.
Hey, real quick, yeah. Before we get started. You're
come on, my
friend. Your hey. Producer. Mm-hmm. What's your producer's name?
Mad Max.
Matt, hey, play some different music when you come back from break next time. Not that ukulele that he lets run and run, and I don't know what the hell that song that is. Play some Stone Cold Steve Austin theme music or DX or something to just get us going. I got to listen to that nonsense. But anyway.
He called it a ukulele.
Linnell, to your point,
yes.
They got that backup guard in there, mm-hmm. The Lions do tomorrow. We have to expose that.
Yes.
I think they also have a rookie corner playing tomorrow. We have to expose that. We have to expose our weaknesses. To your point, we mm-hmm. can't fart around and just like make these rookies look like they're all pros. You've got to take advantage of the matchups where you're going to have an advantage. Johnny Newton, Payne, Allen, you know, whoever it's going to be. I'd love to see Dorrance Armstrong get more pressure than he normally does. Yeah. Your boy Gene Baptiste, he's got to make an appearance tomorrow. We've got to exploit what everybody else has exploited against them, because there's going to be some points in this game. There's going to be times we're jumping up and down, and I already lost all my hair, so I ain't got no more to lose, okay? But you get my point. It's yeah. like you've been waiting for this all your life. I was 11 years old the last time this happened, so we won't talk about how old I am, but still, okay? It's just the principle of it is they have a chance. I'm going to tell you something. Detroit don't want to play us. Their fans don't want to play us. They see JD5 start going wild out there, you're going to hear a pin drop in that place. You're going to hear the rooster doing cock-a-doodle-doo because we're going to be walking out of there with a W. So that's my take, but we've got to exploit and come out fast and furious.
I think you hit it on the head, Ath. You got a score prediction for us, my friend.
In overtime, Washington 37-34.
Overtime? We get free playoff football, double A.
Strikingly close to my prediction. I'm impressed.
Love it. Athens, appreciate you as always, my brother.
You got it, guys.
Wow. Athens giving us an overtime score prediction. Wouldn't that be something?
That would take years off my life.
I'm about to say, this little heart of mine, I'm going to need a transplant if we go to overtime.
I might need to hit the liquor store before I come upstairs, in case.
I mean, we'll have all the liquor that you can have on deck out at Honor Brewing in Loudoun County. Burgundy and Gold pregame show live on location this week. Myself, Denton Day, out at 42604 Trade West Drive, Sterling, Virginia. Make sure you're out there watching the game with us, breaking it down before kickoff, 2 hours before. We're there at 6:00. We'll take you right up to kickoff, and then the big game happens, man. Washington and Detroit duking it out for an opportunity to punch their ticket to the NFC Championship game. Jimmy's in Silver Spring. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, man. What's up?
What's going on, brother?
I'm going to tell you. See, you guys are youngins. I'm 61. I remember the only thing, and I'm going to tell you, the only thing that makes me think that Washington may win. I remember there was a 25 or 30 year run where Detroit never beat Washington. This is before you guys' time. And I was rooting for Detroit to beat Washington. But if Detroit plays their game and Washington plays their game, Detroit's going to win. I hear you talking about Jonathan Allen, De'Ron Payne, their number one job tomorrow night or whenever they play is to stop the run. If David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs run wild, y'all going to get blown out.
Jimmy, you revealed yourself at the end of the call. Y'all. We appreciate your call, brother. Y'all. 1-800-636-1067. More of your calls next.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sing of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Ryan, Detroit Lions Radio Network, going to join us next. But before we go behind enemy lines, want to continue to run through your calls. Mark is in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark?
Good evening, Linnell. Shout out to Max and you and your faithfulness to the Skins, as I call them. And I hope they win, Linnell. I think they've got a legitimate chance. And as one of your good friends you work with would tell you, the way they win that game tomorrow, my friend, is playing complimentary football, and they will win that game.
I hope we get to see it, Mark. Be the first NFC Championship appearance since 1991. We're all rooting for it. Mike is in Gaithersburg. What's up, Mike?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Mike?
How you doing, sir? Yeah, you know what? The Redskins, I predicted they get to the first round and everything else, sir. But the only problem is that people forget, sir, I'm 54 and I'm not a Redskins fan.
Oh, my God.
But what people forget about Redskins fan is, sir, you got to believe and know you're already there.
Get from behind the wheel of a car. Kevin is in D.C.
Hey, man, I think the key to the game is not the players. I believe it's coaching. We need to go in with the notion that we're going to beat Ben Johnson. They need to ruin his interview tour right now, and Joe Witt needs to be the one in line to take the interviews that he was going to get to take Ben
Johnson's
job.
Hold on, Kevin. We don't need Joe distracted with interviews. Now, I hear where you're going, though.
Yeah, I mean, but really, I think Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, they're going to have to scheme up something,
yes,
you know, to ruin Ben Johnson. Because one thing about it, Detroit is a system team, and they have players that executed to the T.
Yes.
And that system is basically Ben Johnson. And I believe that most great offenses, when it comes time to playoffs, that's where the Marvin Lewis's became superstars, because they coached their team up and they outcoached those so-called offensive superstar geniuses. And I believe if we beat Ben Johnson, then we can win that game.
I think we will, Kevin. You got a score prediction for me?
I believe it's going to be like 28-24, Washington.
I hope you're correct, Kevin. Appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067. I'll get you my official prediction before we get out of here. We'll give you that after we finish up with my guy Mark Ryan. All right, now, though, let's take Ellis out in D.C. Be quick with us, Ellis.
How's it going, Linnell? Thanks for the call.
For sure.
I actually really agree. That was one of my points with the last caller. But the other thing I'm going to say, that coin flip is going to be crucial.
Yes.
We can't, if we win that coin flip, I'm going to be happy. Why? Because I don't want Detroit having the last possession of the first half and the first possession of the second half. So we win that coin flip and defer, I think we got a chance.
Ellis, appreciate the call as always. I actually disagree. If we win the toss, I'm taking it because I want to silence the Detroit crowd. We'll go behind enemy lines as we get geared up for the divisional round of the postseason. Our guy Mark Ryan of the Detroit Lions Radio Network joins us next. Welcome back. It is overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey apps. The youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, will take you up to 10 o'clock. Right now, we continue our full-scale preview of the divisional round of the postseason. Washington and Detroit set to lock horns tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern time on Fox. No better person to join us to get the skinny on the Detroit Lions and go behind enemy lines, so to speak, than our pal Mark Ryan. You can catch him on 97.1 The Ticket, hosting the pre-halftime and post-game show for the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Mark, I appreciate you giving us some time, my brother.
Linnell, it is awesome to catch up with you, my friend. Not only are we colleagues in terms of the sports radio front, but I think we also do Infinity Sports Network together.
Yes,
man.
Indeed.
So it's awesome to connect with you.
For sure, my man. We were talking before we started about, you know, just how special this season has been for both of these franchises. Obviously, a little bit more expected for Detroit after they punched their ticket to the conference title last year. But for them to be able to overcome all of the injuries and still be a game away from getting, you know, to the NFC title game is special. It speaks to what, you know, that coaching staff is built. I'm a big fan of the general manager out in Detroit, Brad Holmes. I think Dan Campbell is kind of like the sexy target in terms of, like, you know, who should get credit for the resurgence of Detroit. But I look at the way that this group is drafted over the past 5-6 seasons, and it really, you know, goes to show why they've become one of the front runners in the NFC.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, what I think people don't understand that don't cover this team regularly is that there is no better synergy between city and coach than that exists between Detroit and Dan Campbell. There is no better synergy than exists between coach and GM than Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. These guys give a whole new definition to the term lockstep with how they work hand in hand with one another.
I agree with you, and I think it's been really fun to watch. I think on the flip side for Washington, I think there are a lot of similarities between the Commanders and where they're trying to get to and then how Detroit started off. Obviously, Washington's reboot a little bit accelerated, making the postseason in year number one. But from an outsider's perspective, Mark, how have you viewed Washington throughout the season, and how impressed have you been with the young man under center, Jaden Daniels?
So he would have been my number one pick in the draft, and this is not something I'm saying in hindsight. This is something you can go back
and see
that I was saying all the while through. You know, you had the six quarterbacks taken, and you look and you understand that 69% of first-round quarterbacks end up being busts. And so you're saying, okay, well, two of these guys are going to hit. Who are they? Jaden Daniels was one of my hits, and he played my alma mater his final year at LSU and set records against my Florida Gators, man. 700 total yards, 600 yards of offense. Obviously, as you guys know, set the rookie record for rushing yards.
Yeah.
Fourth quarterback in NFL history to have a 100 rating as a rookie. I couldn't be more impressed with what they've done, Linnell. However, I do think it comes to an end tomorrow. I do not think this is a winnable game for the Washington Commanders. And I think they should, you know, they should still feel incredibly proud of what they accomplished this season. I'm not trying to pat the Commanders on the head in a demeaning way. I'm just telling you, I don't think a win is in the cards.
That's fair. I was talking right now to Mark Ryan. You can catch on the Infinity Sports Network. You can also catch him on 97.1 The Ticket, hosting the Detroit Lions pre, half, and postgame show. Give him a follow on the X app at Mark Ryan on Air. That is MARC Ryan. And Mark, I'm a big fan of yours, as you know, but that last comment you just made definitely stirred the pot for this conversation. I want to ask you about Detroit defensively here, because if there's one reason I give Washington a fair shot to compete in this football game, Mark, it's because of what Detroit's defense has been. The injuries and the attrition that they've gone through is well documented. But I take a look at the way that they performed down the stretch, and I think their Sunday night performance against Sam Darnold was really kind of the odd performance out of the bunch in terms of the way they finished down the stretch. What are your concerns about Detroit defensively, and how do you think they're going to be able to slow down Jaden Daniels in this Commanders offense?
So, look, you're right. There have been uneven defensive performances. And true to form, the quarterback style that has given Detroit the greatest amount of problems is what Jaden Daniels brings to the table. A quarterback who can do it all, who can run, who can throw, who is truly dual threat. I expect there to be issues there for Detroit's defense. I do. They have 108 games lost injury by starters this year.
Wow.
Far and away the most in the NFL. You know, if somebody asks you, man, what happened to the San Francisco 49ers this year? You'd say injuries.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in life there are reasons and there are excuses.
Mm.
It sure does sound like an excuse for the 49ers when you consider what the Lions have had to overcome.
Sure.
Does it not?
I agree.
They just continue to find a way, man. They continue to find a way. And you know, I look at the fact that rookie quarterbacks in the playoffs have a 14-27 record.
Mm.
You've never had a rookie QB that's won more than two games in a single playoffs. You never had a rookie QB start the Super Bowl. And I consider the fact that the Commanders are playing their second game in 7 days. The Lions have not played a game in 13 days. They allow you to play the worst overall seed in the playoffs. Mm. And you get to play in Ford Field, and you're rested. I think you have a rookie quarterback who is phenomenal, but he's still a rookie, and he's finding his way. And I thought Dan Quinn made some very questionable decisions in that last game. And I just feel like, you know, to me, the Commanders, they've reached their ceiling. I didn't look at that Tampa Bay-Washington game last week and say, you know, that was the game, Linnell, for me,
mm-hmm.
that I had the least amount of interest in, other than wondering who Detroit was going to play.
Yeah.
Because I didn't view either of these teams as Super Bowl contenders. I didn't. And I mean no offense by that, but it's how many other games did you have two teams with zero chance to do anything in the Super Bowl? And that, to me, was this team. They're playing with house money. They've reached their ceiling. Congratulations. It's been a great inaugural season for Dan Quinn. They got a ways to go. They got to continue to improve the roster, but you're off to a hell of a start.
Mark, one big bonus for Detroit this weekend is the anticipated return of David Montgomery. I know Lions fans were holding their breath when he suffered that injury about a month plus ago, but it also allowed Jahmyr Gibbs to really become the feature back in this offense, and I think, you know, folks around the country are really starting to recognize him for the back that he is. Mark, I think Saquon, Derrick Henry are the only two guys I'm putting in front of Jahmyr Gibbs right now. What's made him so dynamic, and do you think he's lived up to the expectation and the billing of being a first-round back?
He is the most explosive player in the National Football League.
Wow.
And the problem is for Detroit and David Montgomery is that Jahmyr Gibbs, the question on him is, can he be an every-down back? The answer is resoundingly, amen, yes. Yeah. He is that guy. And, you know, like, Detroit doesn't care what your positional value chart says. Oh, man, they had a bad draft. They drafted Jack Campbell in the first round, linebacker. They drafted Jahmyr Gibbs, running back. That is not good positional value. Frankly, my dear, they don't give a damn. They're out to get elite playmakers.
Yeah.
They've achieved that. Jahmyr Gibbs has shown himself capable of being and every down back. The hope is here in Detroit that he's willing to put up with David Montgomery sharing the carries moving forward and understanding, hey, Jahmyr, the lower the tread on your tires, the lengthier your career can be. But Linnell, yeah. My goodness gracious, man, he is always one broken tackle away from breaking it, and he is so fun to watch.
I know you want to be, you know, cognizant of the wear and tear, Mark, but how do you not give him the football every play? It feels like, you know, he is one of the best home run threats in the NFL, as you mentioned. In this football game, it feels like Detroit is going to try and come out and run the football against Washington. It is the Achilles heel of this Washington Commanders football team. I've said it all year long. The reason they'll get bounced for the postseason is because of the run defense. When you look at what Detroit is dealing with from an injury perspective up front along the offensive line, can you give us an update on Kevin Zeitler and whether or not he is expected to go tomorrow?
He's not, and it's a sore subject among Detroit fans, and I'll tell you why. He was in the game against Minnesota with under 5 minutes to go. He was totally healthy. He was in the game because they were trying to get Jameson Williams 1,000 yards.
Wow.
On the play, Jameson Williams got 1,000 yards. Kevin Zeitler got a hamstring. Actually, he has two, but he injured one of his hamstrings. And he didn't need to be in the game then. And you're playing down not only a man, but the man that had the highest Pro Football Focus grade for the season. On an offensive line that is regarded as the best in the NFL, an offensive line that features Penei Sewell, the best season grade belongs to Kevin Zeitler. Didn't need to be in the game. With under 5 minutes to go, was in the game. So Jameson Williams could get 1,000 yards on the season and now has a hamstring. And now is out. And now, Christian, my apartment is filled with many leather-bound books and rich mahogany, is starting in place of Kevin Zeitler. And he's been great as a rookie. He's been solid. You know, on par with a late-round draft pick, as impressive as a late-round draft pick as Jaden Daniels has been as a top draft pick. At the same time, man, that is a loss that you did not need to suffer, and that is a loss that Detroit is facing right now. And the question is, how is that going to impact the game? Are there going to be false starts? Are there going to be holding calls? Are there going to be missed assignments? Are there going to be stunts by the Commanders that work that wouldn't be working otherwise? Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, that's going to be the interesting spot for Washington and where I think they could make some hay. A lot has been made of Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen, the two former first-round defensive tackles out of Alabama. And, Mark, they're the highest-paid defensive tackle duo in the National Football League, but their play this year simply just hasn't lived up to the pay grade. Zeitler being out, I think, is good for them. Both of them played well last week. Daron Payne broke his finger, so he'll be clubbed up this weekend. So that'll be something that I watch. In terms of, like, I know the offense has been damn near perfect this year, Mark, but what are some weaknesses or potential Achilles heel for Detroit on the offensive side of the football?
On the offensive side of the ball?
None, right?
I'm not sure there is one. Yeah. They're first in points scored. They're second in yards. What I would say is this. You know, you heard me say that I don't think the Commanders can win this game. Mm-hmm. If I am wrong, and if, Linnell, you take a segment of this interview and send it to Freezing Cold Takes, it would be because, Jared Goff had another one of those games where, you know, the Commanders got pressure on him, and he's throwing multiple picks, and the Commanders win the turnover battle in this one by 2+. So, you know, if I am playing against the Lions, what I'm trying to do is, to the best of my ability, take the runaway and then put pressure on Jared Goff in obvious passing situations. Because if you don't know what Detroit is going to do offensively, you have no shot.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this. There is going to be a trick play in this game. There's a different one every single game.
Yes.
From a hook and ladder to Jared Goff looking like he's stumbling against Green Bay and then throwing a touchdown pass. Looks like he fumbled the snap. Oh, I guess he didn't. There's going to be a trick play in this game that you're not going to see coming that they've been working on the whole week, and you best be ready for it. You know, on every field goal, I'd be in field goal safe.
Yeah.
On every punt, I'd be in punt safe. You know, on every short hitch route, I'd have a guy trailing behind for the hook and ladder. And if you can, with the 30th ranked rush defense, which the Commanders possess, if you can somehow slow down the rushing game and put Detroit in obvious passing situations, a.k.a. 3rd-and-6, 3rd-and-8, that's when Jared Goff has been prone to making mistakes, and that's where you could win the turnover battle, and the Commanders potentially have a chance to steal a major upset in this one. But, you know, when you consider the games that are on the docket this weekend,
mm-hmm.
you know, to me, this is the least likely upset. It's the least likely. Kansas City beats everyone by 1 point. Give me a break.
Well, yeah.
You know,
that Texas pass rush,
Buffalo,
I think. Yeah.
The winner of that game could win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, Rams won 9 of 11 games before resting their starters against Seattle to end the season. This, to me, is the least likely upset. If this was a Survivor League, Linnell, this mm-hmm. would be my Survivor League pick for the week.
So, with all that you've said throughout this interview, the confidence that you have in Detroit, and I understand why you have it. Part of me, you're swaying me towards picking Detroit this weekend, Mark. But the D.C. people would be at my apartment with pitchforks. How much pressure is on this Lions team, though, Mark? When you add, this was the year that you know they did earn the number one seed. They overcame the injuries. They had the first round bye. The NFC field, I mean, this is a weaker field than it was last year. I think everybody that covers this thing will admit it. If they don't go all the way this year and get the job done, do you feel like they missed an opportunity, knowing that you're probably going to lose Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson this offseason?
Certainly. And here's another thing. You know, Patrick Mahomes is the only quarterback in NFL history who has beaten this stat. There's never been a QB who's won the Super Bowl making more than 13% of his team's salary cap, with the exception of Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
He is the unicorn. Jared Goff has a new deal. His new deal pays him under 13% this season and next season.
That's a hell of a nugget, Mark. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's a hell of a nugget, by the way. I with no clue about that.
Oh, yeah, so it's fascinating. And Patrick Mahomes is the only one who's beaten it. And so, you know, Jared Goff is below that number this year. He's below that number next year. I'm angering Detroit fans by telling them, you've got a two-year window.
Yeah.
You got this year, you got next year. Outside of that, if you don't have Patrick Mahomes, you have no chance, brother. You have no chance. Because the reality is, what that stat means is that you have enough money to make the roster elite.
Right.
And it's not just the quarterback. It's why Jerry Jones is so idiotic with what he's doing with the Cowboys. What can you not do? You cannot play B players A money. And he continues to do that. He's going to do that with Micah Parsons. He's done that with Dak Prescott, playing B players A money. You can't do that. So, you know, when you consider what's going to happen with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson, speaking of the Commanders last year, we'll never know what fully happened there, but I think Ben Johnson learned a lesson that, look, I didn't know what Jaden Daniels was going to be. If I thought I could have Jaden Daniels and rebuild that team, my decision on Washington, the Commanders, may have been different. I'm not going to make that same mistake again.
Yeah.
I think Ben Johnson is Las Vegas bound at a very, very rich paycheck. I think Aaron Glenn is New York Jets bound. And I wouldn't be surprised if those deals are already done. But you heard Dan Campbell say at the end of last season, there's no guarantee you make it back here to the NFC Conference Championship game. Zero guarantee you do. Campbell does a really good job not adding pressure to his team. He says, guys, I don't look at things that way. I don't look at things as in terms of being under pressure. I don't look at things that way. I look at things in terms of having fun. And, like, isn't this fun, and isn't this unique, and isn't this a blast?
Yeah.
And he does an amazing job of having his team see his mindset. A team is ultimately a reflection of the head coach, and this team plays in lockstep to how Dan Campbell thinks and how Dan Campbell feels, and that is a beautiful thing.
Mark, we'll let you go on this, my friend. One, get your score prediction. We know you're going Detroit. How big do you think Detroit rolls? And then how far do you think the Lions go with this thing, man?
So some of that, Linnell, mm-hmm. I can't yet answer.
Yes,
because
fair,
I don't yet
fair.
Know who is coming back at what stage. You know, David Montgomery had two different doctors tell him, no, you got to sit it out. You got to have season-ending surgery. And he kept looking for a doctor that would tell him what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you can play. Like, how does anybody know what to expect out of him? How does anybody know what condition his knee is in? If it takes one hit, is he going to sustain a career-ending injury? How does anybody know? But I will say, I do believe at the end of the third quarter, the commercial break going to the fourth quarter, Detroit fans are going to have a smile on their face. I think they're going to know that the game is in hand. When all is said and done, I think the Lions win this one 38-20.
Oof.
And I think in order to project what they're going to do moving forward, I think people are underestimating Philadelphia. Linnell,
100%.
My NFC Conference Championship game pick before the year began was Detroit and Philadelphia because of what Howie Roseman did with that defense before the year began.
Yes.
Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Bryce Huff, et cetera, really retooled that defense. They were number one in yards allowed this year. As of today, I'm not willing or able to pick Detroit over Philadelphia. I need to see what kind of roster they have going into that game. And boy, that tush-push thing, that should be illegal 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, our whole lives, it was illegal to shove a player. And like, why that's been allowed, I have no idea. I hope it's pronounced illegal sooner than later. But that, you know, in short yarded situation, you have no chance against that team.
Tough.
And I need to see who's back and who's playing for Detroit before I make a pick on that game. In order to pick the Lions to win the Super Bowl, I'd need to know that Carlton Davis, more so than Aiden Hutchinson, who shockingly enough they've been fine without, I need to know that Carlton Davis, CB1, is back from a broken jaw in the Super Bowl. And at this point, that's looking unlikely. At this point, that's looking doubtful. So it's hard to determine what the ceiling is for Detroit. I think the ceiling for the Commanders has already been reached.
Wow. Mark Ryan endearing himself to the DMV. I appreciate you giving us some time, my brother.
Listen, I don't expect to be invited back again, you know. If you receive any bomb threats, please send them care of Mark Ryan, you know. And Linnell, you do a really nice job on Infinity Sports Network, and I'm proud to be a colleague of yours, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Hey, same to you too, my brother. I appreciate you as always, man. That is Mark Ryan, one of the absolute best talking all things Detroit Lions. You can check him out on the Detroit Lions Radio Network as well as on the Infinity Sports Network. Give him a follow on the X app at Mark Ryan on Air. That is M-A-R-C Ryan. Always love catching up with my guy Mark Ryan. We are less than 24 hours away from the Washington Commanders' biggest football game in quite some time. If they win tomorrow night in Detroit, they punch their ticket to the NFC Championship game for the first time since 1991. And we all know what happened during that magical 1991 season. It's the moment of truth. I've hinted at it all show long, which way I was leaning. Let's just go back to the beginning of the season for a second. I go back out to March. D-City Smokehouse, season preview show, schedule release show. Myself and Denton Day. I picked this group to go 9-8, 10-7, best case scenario. They have blown my expectations out of the water. 12 wins during the regular season. 13 wins if you count the postseason. I think they get to win number 14 on the season. Give me the good guys. Give me the local 53 tomorrow. I like Washington going down to the Motor City and getting their roll on against that putrid Detroit Lions defense. I think, and we've already had a couple of these moments throughout the year, ladies and gentlemen, but I continue to believe that tomorrow night is going to be not one of, but the signature game from the quarterback, Jaden freaking Daniels. He's already put together, for my money, the greatest rookie season of all time at the quarterback position. He adds another chapter to that book tomorrow when he dices up the Detroit Lions and gets Washington back to the conference championship. Give me the Commanders by a score of 28-31. I think the good guys win by a field goal. That's going to do it here for this Friday night edition of Overtime. Keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_. BTP. Back with you tomorrow, 6 o'clock Eastern time, live at Honors Brewery out in Sterling, Virginia. Myself and Denton Day get you warmed up for Lions and Commanders. Have a good night.